ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With 64% of the membership voting no, striking machinists at Boeing rejected the company's latest contract offer.
The vote by the 33,000 workers came the same day the embattled company reported a quarterly loss of more than $6 billion. Boeing's new offer included enhanced health and retirement benefits and a 35% pay raise. But workers say not enough. And the company did not offer to restore workers' pension plans.
ABC's Andrea Fagee. McDonald's and federal public health officials still trying to determine the source of E. coli that sickened 49 people in 10 states and spurred the company to pull its quarter pounder in those states. The sliced onions on the sandwich suspected. At a town hall-style event on CNN in Philadelphia, Vice President Harris said yes when asked if former President Trump was a fascist, as opined by former Chief of Staff John Kelly. Trump called Kelly a lowlife on his social media. This is ABC News. Turkey's Air Force hit Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria, apparent retaliation for an attack at a key state-run defense contractor that killed five people and wounded and injured more than 20 others. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Our prayers are with all of those affected and their families, and of course also the people of Turkey at this very difficult time. Now, Turkish authorities, as they said, are investigating this as a possible terrorist attack. And while we don't yet know the motive or who is exactly behind it, we strongly condemn this act of violence.
Brazilian artist Mondano is presenting a massive street mural in Sao Paulo targeting agriculture giant Cargill. Cargill is heavily into soybean production, and soy farming is one of the biggest drivers of deforestation in the Amazon. The mural is almost 100 feet tall and almost 160 feet wide, using ash from wildfires and mud from floods to highlight extreme weather events wreaking devastation across Brazil. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won their season opener last night in Philly, 124-109 over the 76ers. Head coach Doc Rivers very pleased with the effort on defense from Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Our bigs protected the basket the entire night, and they made some tough shots. And you can see they were exhausted. You know, driving into the trees, that's exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur bringing in his best friend and former New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh to Green Bay. LaFleur says says he wants the former 49ers defensive coordinator to review the Packers on offense this week. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Now, the last time Wisconsin beat a top-ranked team at home was in 2010 when they defeated number 1-ranked Ohio State. Luke Fickell.
It's a night game. It's later in the day. We know there's going to create an environment that's going to be really exciting and fun. I think that's what we need to look at, not, hey, what are these guys ranked?
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, we'll see clear skies as temperatures drop to the middle 30s by sunrise. Our winds will be light. On your Thursday, quite a bit of sunshine, but then some clouds a little later in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s, gusty south winds, showers Thursday night. Right now, it's 37.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll dive into Kamala Harris's policies with Earl Ingram. Plus, are GOP polls rigging the averages in favor of Trump? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Wisconsin. Good evening. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, and I'm ready to do this. I am ready to bring you, hopefully, a smile, some laughter, some talk about movies and TV and music and comedy and all the things that bring us together. This is a contentious time in our nation and in Wisconsin, so I think we all need this. We all need a little escape here for a couple hours, so let's have some fun. Let's dig in and discuss the things that make us happy. There's so much going on in the world of entertainment today, and lots to cover. Got a great show tonight to help you escape a little bit. At 6:35, one of our Civic Media daytime talk rock stars is here. Todd Alba will join the show, and Todd has been working very hard. As I mentioned, it's we are nearing the election. It's a contentious time. He is doing a great job on his show, discussing the issues, the facts, all the things we need to know to make us more informed and smarter voters. Todd is also a huge sports fan and a huge fan of what I like to call movies and color television. So we'll have all kinds of fun with Todd. He'll be here at 6:30 to discuss all the things I just mentioned. That will be fun. And then at 7:05, the Rickoff brothers will be here. Conrad, do you know who the Rickoff brothers are?
I do not.
Do you know what one of the Rickoff brothers' first name is?
Bob,
and then his brother Rick. They're twins, Rick Rickoff. I think his parents, you know, Pete Schwab is kind of a tough name to say. Rick Rickoff is,
yeah, that's a unique and I think cool last name.
I kind of like it. You could go Rick. What's up, Rick? But Rick and Bob will be here. They have a really cool thing in Waukesha County called Halloween Hoopla. They are the co-owners, and they are the Twins of Terror. I love that. They will be here at 7:05 to talk a little bit about what is happening in Waukesha with their Halloween Hoopla. That's this weekend. And it sounds like a really fun family event, and you can get some scares. You can get some candy, some food. There are bounce houses. You know what we ought to do? We ought to do like a Letterman type thing and just go to one of these things, and I'd pay you money to go on the bounce house, like with a cup of beer, like a Red Solo cup of beer, and just go in there and bounce.
That looks so weird.
Don't you think that would be fantastic? it's just record the people's reactions. It's good, clean fun. So Rick and Bob Rickoff will be here at 7:05. Looking forward to meeting those guys and talking to them and find out a little bit about what's going on in Waukesha. Just a reminder, we are on statewide, so if something cool is happening in your area, ladies and gentlemen, do not hesitate to reach out to Nightlight. We'd love to talk to you. And then this is exciting, too. At 7:20 tonight on the show, Deandra Marie will be here. She is a local musician, Appleton-based, and she will be here in studio live to perform for us. Terry Barr was here for Bar Band Friday night last Friday and introduced us to some of Deandra's music, and it's really I loved it. So I said, we got to have her on the show. So we reached out. Terry reached out, did us a solid like she always does, and Deandra will be here in person. Rumor has it she's bringing her parents. So she will be the first musician on the show that's actually brought a chaperone, but you can never be too careful. So we're excited to have Deandra here, too. That'll be fun. That's at 7:20. Lots going on. If you are joining us on Facebook or Twitter or any of the streaming platforms, what else is there, Conrad? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
You got it.
What am I missing?
Not missing it. Well, yeah, you're not missing anything.
Okay. Tune in on the stream. You can text us there. You can text us on the app, the Civic Media app, which is so easy to use. As I mentioned, our show is on statewide, so you can listen on almost any of the stations unless there's a sporting event or a political event happening. I don't think there are any tonight. So you can just click the little icon and contact us that way throughout the course of the show. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you're feeling or how you respond to the subjects that we cover when it comes to all the fun things in life. And if you're on Facebook or Twitter, give us a like if you don't mind, or a follow. We always like to get likes and follows. That's what it's all about, Conrad, the likes and the follows. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think we should get we deserve a like.
It's not enough just to be a decent person anymore in your regular daily life and help an old woman take her groceries to the car or help a kid who fell off their bike. You have to get virtual cyber likes and follows now, or it does not matter. You could be the greatest guy in the world, but how many likes do you have?
Ooh.
How many people follow you on Facebook? Are we Facebook friends?
I don't think I have followers on. I don't know how that.
I don't know.
I thought it was
either.
Just friends.
Well, I have friends, and I actually know some of them, but
I don't think anyone follows me. I don't post anything interesting ever on Facebook.
What do you post?
Nothing.
There you
the
go.
Occasional like, hey, I'm still alive.
With that kind of attitude, you're not going to get likes and follows. I am here to help. You need likes and follows. That's what it's all about. And again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you do jack squat in your regular life. It's all about what you do online. So if you are on Facebook or Twitter, give us a like or a follow. We'd love to hear from you. Just like we love to read your texts. So get in touch with us at any point in the show. Let us know what you're thinking. We got great guests. You can ask them a question. You can ask us a question. The lovable producer, Conrad, is standing by. 855-752-4842. Tonight's question. Conrad, lay it on us. What's tonight's question?
Well, I think it's interesting. I didn't do too much research on this, but it is, who is your favorite comeback actor?
Yeah. Or actress. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
there's a lot of good ones.
There is. And I...
You don't have to give us your answer right now.
You had a list of it, though.
Yeah.
And I kind of peeked at the list. And did I see Johnny Depp in there?
Johnny Depp never went away, did he?
No, I don't... Okay, I got to look at the list again.
There's some good ones, though. And some you wouldn't know. I know I'm going to say his name right. Ki-Hoo Kwan, who we talked about last night, who was in The Goonies...
Oh, yeah.
Played Short Round in Raiders of the Lost Ark, I believe. And then won an Oscar as supporting actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once after he couldn't get work as an actor, according to Chris Foran. I didn't know that. I know that he went and did stunts for a long time in Asia, in Hong Kong, I think. And now he's back. That's an amazing comeback. Jennifer Coolidge. She was in all the Christopher Guest films. I don't think she ever went away, though. I think she's more of a cult personality. People love her. I don't think she went away. She's not a megastar. She's just really appreciated in the world of comedy. Robert Downey Jr., they're calling that a comeback. Sorry. No. In Iron Man, like, he worked before that. Michael Keaton in The Birdman. Michael Keaton made a comeback. That's true. But I don't know if his sabbatical was sort of self-imposed. I don't remember ever hearing he couldn't get work. Eddie Murphy, when he came back for Dolomite Is My Name. Very funny movie, by the way. John Travolta, I would say he's, in my opinion, after, I can't say his name again, Ki-Hoo Kwan, I would say Travolta, because when he was in Pulp Fiction, I was like, I cannot believe I'm watching John Travolta again. Because it had been years. It had been like over a decade since Saturday Night Fever, and then Stayin' Alive came out, but that was kind of laughed at. Winona Ryder, Stranger Things, Keanu Reeves, John Wick. Keanu Reeves is such a cool guy. I don't know that he ever really went away. I feel like he's the kind of guy that would have taken some time off or just not cared. He's already rich from the Matrix films and all those other films he did. But I'll buy that. Keanu Reeves, John Wick.
So I do got one, though.
Okay.
It is Neil Patrick Harris. Because he was a child actor.
Yeah. Doogie Howser.
Yes.
He was a child surgeon.
And not just an actor. He was a surgeon.
Okay.
And he struggled to find some adult roles, but his first one was Harold and Kumar, the Christmas one.
Go to White Castle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a funny one. That's his first role is that.
Yeah. No, that's a good... That's a good comeback. Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler. Yes. Totally had forgotten about him. They're calling Marlon Brando a comeback actor in The Godfather. I was just too young. I don't remember if he had gone away, but he must have. Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club. Okay. He was busy playing the bongos nude in Texas and getting arrested to work, and then he came back in Dallas Buyers Club. Christina Applegate, Dead to Me. Again, didn't realize she had gone away. Neil Patrick Harris, there you go. Nicolas Cage in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yeah.
Loved that movie.
It was. I actually rewatched it like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
It's just still funny.
It's
every joke, hilarious.
It's phenomenal. It's a brilliant movie. And I don't know that he kind of went out of the limelight because he did a bunch of bad Netflix films all shot in Louisiana. They all kind of look the same. But the guy has an incredible ability to laugh at himself and has a great sense of humor. So, and it's evident in that film, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It's great stuff. So that's a good one too. Mandy Moore in This Is Us. Okay. Hayden Christensen in Obi-Wan Kenobi. You can't make a comeback in a franchise that launched you.
I don't know
if I buy that one. That one's kind of strange.
Well, I mean, he doesn't really have any acting roles besides Star Wars.
Yeah, you're right. He does, but not any that people really know of. Sylvester Stallone in Creed. Okay. Mayim Bialik in The Big Bang Theory. That's a good one. She was Blossom in the late 80s. So there you go. There's some examples. Let us know who you think is the best comeback actor or actress. That's our question tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Oh, man, we got a fun show. We got a lot to get to tonight. I saw this Onion headline that cracked me up. We'll do that next segment. We also have, I have a great clip that I found. Did you pull that one from Modern Family?
Yep.
And it's in honor of an actual splash landing that took place on this date in 1968. I don't know. What did I do with that? It was a Challenger that landed in the ocean in 1968. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but we have a little tribute to that via, there it is, Apollo 7, 1968. Splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean, the spacecraft had orbited the Earth 163 times. We'll give you another version of a splashdown coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
And I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. I am feeling that song. What is that song? That's the one I sent you last week, right?
Sister Sledge. I've never
Sister
heard of it before.
Sledge, right. Yeah. I love that song. I don't know what it's called. I found it. I sent it to you. I don't care. I just love it. And I saw you tried to sneak some Bieber in on me going to that last break. Or was that Justin Timberlake?
It was Justin Timberlake.
Here's what happens. I send Conrad songs, like if it's an entertainer's birthday or something, and I say, let's use this in and out of breaks. Conrad likes it, and all of a sudden it becomes part of the rotation, and which is fine. But I don't want people to think I've thrown out all my Justin Bieber posters years ago.
There's no Justin Bieber on this. Unless you want...
We had Baby, 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 didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I can bring that back if you want.
I'm sure you've played it and I just didn't catch it. All right, so we've got... all right, this is funny. I saw this Onion headline, and I go bananas over the Onion. They're not all gold, but when they are, they just crush it. And this is a pretty good one. It says, the Onion study finds every style... And obviously, there's a funny picture of a dad and his son. Study finds every style of parenting produces disturbed, miserable adults. Could you blame your parents for anything, Conrad? You seem to have a pretty good relationship with your folks. I love my parents. I still see them almost every day. Part of the reason I moved back to Wisconsin. What's your relationship like with your folks?
Oh, I love my folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good relationship.
Because they pay for stuff or you really love them?
No, I really love them.
Okay, that's good. And then we've got, all right, let's read some text too. Our question tonight, just as a refresher here is who's your best, or your favorite comeback actor or comeback actress? Let us know. 855-752-4842. Jim from Appleton says Malkovich Reds. Was he in that? I don't even remember that, Jim. I kind of thought a comeback for Malkovich was Rounders when he played the Russian gangster. But you might be right about that. I don't remember that, if he was in Reds or not. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite comeback actor is Don Johnson. And that's a great one, Anna. And he was in Rebel Ridge that we just talked about about 2 weeks ago, that new Netflix movie. Really good film. And Don Johnson plays a small-town crooked sheriff. And he did a great job. That's kind of a tropey character in a way, but he was really good. And Don Johnson is a good actor. Love it. Cam, what did you see what Cam wrote? Was that the, it's in the picture of the dog.
It's a funny picture. Yeah.
Who is that? Cam's just sending us funny pictures. I don't think that's not supposed to look like an actor who made a comeback. Is it?
No,
maybe Jack Klugman. Cause the bottom teeth are prominent. I can't tell. Thank you, though, Cam. Paula Krieger says, we love you too, Conrad. That's so sweet. Conrad's mom. I'm just needling him a little bit here, Paula. Conrad can take it. But it's very sweet that you come to the defense of the lovable producer and the lovable son known as Comrade.
Comrade.
I'm reading Cam's text and I combine the two words. Conrad. Yes, I know your name. All right. So that's our question. Let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. As I mentioned before the break, in 1968 on this day, I think it was Apollo 7, splashed down into the Atlantic Ocean. Spacecraft had orbited the Earth 163 times. I didn't know there was another use, or splashdown had another meaning. So thanks to Modern Family, we're going to learn about another meaning to the phrase splashdown. And in this scene, Cam, who is married to Jay's son, Mitchell, and Jay are going to play racquetball. Cam is hilarious because he's like this very flamboyant gay guy, but he also played, he was on the offensive line at the University of Illinois, and he's a great athlete. He's just a lovely, non-stereotypical character. So he and Jay go to the Y to play racquetball because they're talking trash, and they pull their shorts down at the same time with their backs to each other, and this is what happens.
It's a terrific gym, Jay. Very liberal with the towels. I love that.
Showers are private, in case you wondered.
I wasn't. Thanks for the heads up. Now that's a surprise. Boxers.
Is that necessary?
Well, I just always pictured you as a tidy whitey guy.
Well, do me a favor. The next time you picture me, leave the underwear out of it.
Well, don't you worry. The only thing I'm picturing is how clean the floor is going to be when I'm done mopping it with you.
Is that the best you can do? Because it's going to take a little more than some lame trash talk to get me out of my... God, what the hell was that?
Our butts pressed against each other.
They didn't press. It was glancing.
Stop talking about it. Oh, come on. All the time you've spent in the locker room, this can't be your first moon landing.
You got a name for it?
It's very common. You got off easy. At least it didn't happen after a shower.
Enough.
We call that a splashdown.
That's it. I'm changing in the stall. Excuse me!
Ah, I love that show. And that was a great scene. Ed O'Neill is really funny in that show because Mitchell, his son, does everything in his power, you know, to not be stereotypical to his dad. And there's one scene in particular I loved. He brings Jay's tool belt back. He and Cam had borrowed the tools. And he goes, hey, Dad, I just wanted to return your tool belt. And Jay says, oh, that's fun. Was it a costume party? Would it Cam go as the Indian? He goes, no, Dad, we actually did a construction project at home. And Jay says, oh, I'm sorry. What'd you make? And Mitchell says, a gift wrapping station. It was just it's a great show. I highly recommend Modern Family if you didn't watch it. You've got five great seasons to watch. And then, like most shows, it takes a bit of a dip. Still funny, still entertaining, but the first five shows are great. So, all right. So you're going to say Doogie Howser, your guy Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Very good actor. He did make a comeback on How I Met Your Mother. He was the star of that show, correct?
I wouldn't say anyone was a star in that show. I'd say all like five characters of that friend group all had like an episode where they were the main person or something. And so I think all the collective were the main people.
I think it's like Friends. It started off where Monica, Courtney Cox, was the lead at the start. And then they realized they had this great ensemble. Because I remember when they were pushing How I Met Your Mother, it was Neil Patrick Harris. He was the star of the show. But as things unfolded, they just had a great cast. And again, I'm not that familiar with the show, but it sure seems like that's what happened. So Conrad's guy. Yeah, go ahead.
And Josh Radnor, who plays Ted Mosby,
uh-huh.
He actually kind of made a comeback this year. He took a long time to do music, and he actually got back in a role on Prime. TV show. It was actually pretty good.
Huh. Okay. So Conrad's guy is Neil Patrick Harris. I'm going to go Travolta. Who's yours? Who's your favorite comeback actor or actress? Let us know. Todd Alba coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With 64% of the membership voting no, striking machinists at Boeing rejected the company's latest contract offer.
The vote by the 33,000 workers came the same day the embattled company reported a quarterly loss of more than $6 billion. Boeing's new offer included enhanced health and retirement benefits and a 35% pay raise. But workers say not enough. And the company did not offer to restore workers' pension plans.
ABC's Andrea Fajii. McDonald's and federal public health officials still trying to determine the source of E. coli that sickened 49 people in 10 states and spurred the company to pull its quarter pounder in those states. The sliced onions on the sandwich suspected. At a town hall-style event on CNN in Philadelphia, Vice President Harris said yes when asked if former President Trump was a fascist, as opined by former Chief of Staff John Kelly. Trump called Kelly a lowlife on his social media. This is ABC News.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We're exploring a new report by election system watchdog Protect Democracy called...
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly 100,000 people cast their ballots on the first day of early voting here in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports more than 97,400 ballots were cast here Tuesday. There were so many people ready to vote early that the WisVote system had some major slowdowns. It was taking longer for poll workers to be able to print out labels that go on each absentee ballot. The chair of the Elections Commission says they've increased their capacity so that won't happen again, but basically said that's a great problem to have, causing the high turnout terrific. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau confirmed that the Department of Justice seized his and his wife's cell phones. This comes after Doug Dinney removed the ballot drop box outside City Hall there in Wausau in September. He says it was totally within the scope of the mayor's office. He says he does not know the current stage of the investigation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Tis the season. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar predictions for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, we'll see clear skies as temperatures drop to the middle 30s by sunrise. Our winds will be light on your Thursday. Quite a bit of sunshine, but then some clouds a little later in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s, gusty south winds, showers Thursday night. Right now, it's 37.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Polsowitz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear-hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
did I fall? I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you.
The 920, Stephen, Florida. Also known, a.k.a. Conrad's dad, says Jason Bateman made a good comeback years later after being a childhood star. That's a pretty good one, Steve. Thank you for the text. That is our question tonight. Name an actor or actress that made a great comeback. Mine is John Travolta. Conrad's is Neil Patrick Harris. And we've heard some good ones so far. So share yours with us at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We've got DeAndra Marie in studio at 7:20, folks. She's going to perform live. She's great. You're not going to want to miss that. And then we're talking Halloween Hoopla down in Waukesha at 7:05. But right now, I'm so excited to have this next guy on the show. He's been on the show before. You know him. You love him. He's one of the daytime talk rock stars here at Civic Media. And I'm excited and thrilled that he is on the show and happy to call him a friend. Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
Well, good evening. How are you doing, Pete?
What an intro
there. We appreciate it.
Well, very, very well deserved, my friend. Where are you? You look like you're about to report breaking news here on Nightlight.
Yeah,
let me
see if I can adjust the camera a little bit. I apologize there. Hang on. So what we're doing is, I thought, and this is why Todd no longer has a travel budget, because I had to do this on my own time. I'm not kidding about that. They took my travel card away.
Really?
Whoops, that's like, yeah, well, they took everybody's away, but that's fine.
I think it's because you were logging so many miles, Todd. You've been all over the place.
Well, that could be, and exactly things like tonight. So if, for those watching on the stream on Nightlight, on the whatever your platform you're watching is on, yes, we're on location because I was so excited about being on this show. I'm like, you know, how can, you know, when, and I'm a superstar, rock star by any stretch of imagination. But, you know, people always enjoy, hosts enjoy someone who brings something to the show who can make an entry, right? And so I came up here to the home of Culver's. I stopped by there, by the way, Sauk City, Pur de Sac, earlier before. And we're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment because what I'm calling the movie of the fall, just a bit outside. Tomorrow's the last day you can see this movie at this theater here in Sauk City, Pur de Sac. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if I came up here? And it is. I'm happy it all worked out. We're on the air. But here's the deal. Todd forgot his battery pack at the back of the station in Madison, which is about 25 miles away. And so we are running off of Todd's truck engine, which my gas light came on just as I pulled into town. So if we go off the air, that's because Todd's truck ran out of gas.
You are totally MacGyvering this, and I love it. And I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related, but we can bring
thank
that
Todd.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can thank Todd. Hey,
you like to be authentic, you understand? You want to go where the action is, and right here is Sauk City, Pur de Sac. I mean, these local theaters, I know how much you'll enjoy local theater.
I love it. I love an old theater. I love an independent theater. This is perfect, and I appreciate you going the extra mile, buddy. I want to ask you anyway, that was on my list of questions for you, was just a bit outside. I have not seen it yet. We had the director on, thanks to you. You referred us, which was great. And Sean Hannish, who was a great interview. And I'm really excited to see the film.
Well, and here's the deal, and I appreciate you bringing that up because, like, I got to know these guys a little bit. They've been so gracious with their time. And here's the cool thing about both Sean Hannish, the director and co-producer, and his other co-producer, Kelly Call, both Wisconsin dudes. Kelly grew up in Burlington, Sean in Brookfield. And you talk to them, and there's no big-time Hollywood to them at all. And they're very, very well-known people in Hollywood, very successful people. But they've made this passion film, and that's what I call it, because I've had the honor to hang out a little bit with them off the air, and they ain't faking it. They really believe in this movie. Gorman Thomas, one of the great brewers in that 82 team, was Kelly Call's, one of his big idols growing up. And this all started by them going golfing, and Gorman Thomas starts telling these stories, and Kelly says, I think there's something here, and he talks to his buddy Sean Hannish, and they put this together. And I really feel it's one of the best movies, and I'm not just saying that, one of the best films I've ever seen. You can see it here at the Bonham Theater in Pur de Sac, Sauk City, through tomorrow. check just a bit outside the movie.com. I know it's playing in Stanley. I think at New Berlin. There's a couple other theaters left in Wisconsin, but tomorrow is the last night. And due to the great response, I think they're going on week or six or seven now.
Yeah.
There is talk that it might be released eventually streaming or DVD, but there's no promises. So get out and see it while you can.
I love it. That's great. And it's so great that you're going to bat, pardon the pun, for your friend. It's just excellent. And I'm excited to see it.
It's great film. And you know this, Pete, better than anybody else. When you have something that's just a passion project, doesn't matter whether it's film or television or whatever, it's always better. You know, there's no right. CGI in this thing. It's great storytelling, which I love.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. All right, so this is interesting that you're outside of theater, because I wasn't sure how to approach this, Todd, because you talk politics and current events all day. I don't know if, like, you're sick of it. Are you done with it, or are you in your element right now? Can you not get enough of it, or do you need a break?
There's a reason I got in my truck and drove to Sauk City to go to a theater today.
Okay. Fair enough.
No. I mean, I grew up in, I got in politics at a young age, and so certainly it's important, and
sure.
I hope that all of us are registered to go and vote. I certainly have a lean on my show, but I think it's the most critical election in my lifetime. I'm not just saying that. But I think, Vice President Harris talked about this in the campaign trail this week, that we're all feeling exhausted, right?
Yeah.
I think with just the anxiety, it doesn't matter what side of the fence we're on, there's just this anxiousness, there's this anxiety to it, and we all just have to be there and support one another, and that's why I love shows like yours, because people can kind of relax a little bit at night and get away from this stuff. Not that you don't ever talk about politics, but I mean, my God, congratulations, I think, on one of the best gets of the company this year. You had Charo on. I'm enormously, I watched The Love Boat all the time growing up.
I will say... I still get a warm feeling when I hear the Love Boat music kick in, and I feel like it's a Saturday night, and I'm sitting at home eating popcorn and watching that show. But you make a great point about voting. And if those of you want more information, go to civicmedia.us/vote. All your information is right there. And Todd, before we move on to other stuff, and I hate to make you continue to talk shop, have a prediction?
I've been asked this. Yes, I will give you my prediction, Pete Swab, but this is the first time I've said this officially on the air on anybody's show, including my own.
Wow.
I'm going to predict that Kamala Harris holds the blue wall of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, I think, by a bigger margin than the other two.
Okay.
I think she pulls out either Nevada, Arizona, or Georgia. To build on that, I think she wins, but I think it's going to take a couple, 3 days, just like it did last time, to finally declare the winner. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to see turmoil and unrest post-election.
Yeah.
But all that happens, Pete, only if people get out and vote.
Right. That's very well said. And once in a while, I glance at the polls. Usually I find them kind of depressing, because how do you know which ones to look at, too? This person has Trump up 10. This person has Harris up 5. I'm like, what on earth? So the best thing is just to do is vote and don't even look at the polls. Go vote for who you think should be president, right?
I won't get too far in the weeds, but there's a lot of, we'll call them faux polls. What they do is they flood the poll. They poll the averages. So you can pay, as a former partisan, you can pay whichever side you are on for the polls to ask a question to get a certain result if you want that.
Oh,
and so
what
you've seen is a lot of Republican polls being tilted towards Trump to boost his national average. That's a false negative, basically.
Okay.
If you look at legitimate polling, it's been steady. Harris is up about 3 points.
Nationally, but not necessarily in the battleground state?
Right,
okay.
Right, correct.
Yeah, that's, I think they used to call that, maybe they still do, push polling. I remember listening, I remember Al Franken, I'll just share this with you, who I still find hilarious. I think this was when Bill Bradley was in the primary for the Democratic Party, and he had to have a seat during the middle of one of his speeches. He got lightheaded. And so he didn't want to look weak. So Al Franken said on one of the nighttime talk shows, he said, and apparently Bill Brady's camp, determined that and released a statement that said the governor had a cream soda and one of the chemicals in there made him lightheaded. And Al Franken said, I don't know about you, Conan, but I want a president who can handle a cream soda.
That's fantastic.
That was such a great line. So tell us about your tour, and then we'll talk some movies and maybe some sports. You got this great tour right after you kind of were complaining about your budget being cut, but you're going on the road.
Right,
That's great.
I'm joking around. I'm enormously grateful and thankful to be working for a place like Civic Media that lets me do this, because, you know, it's just like, you get this, Pete. I mean, I'm doing what I love every single day, and how I make jokes about it, but I mean, I really am.
Yeah.
And so we're doing this in cooperation with the Lincoln Project, which Trevi Olson, a Wisconsin native, and went on to work for people like John McCain, has now left the Republican Party like I did in 2011, now works for the Lincoln Project as a senior advisor. He'll be with us. Also, Reed Galen, which helped co-found the Lincoln Project, now heading up the Union, which is a pro-democracy, pro-voting organization. Going to do 6 cities in 6 days.
Nice.
Madison, and then we're going to do a show up in Viroqua, do an event in La Crosse, the show in Osseo, an event in Eau Claire, the show in Wisconsin Rapids, an event in Stevens Point, the show in Appleton, an event in Green Bay. And then I think we're going to do a special one-hour Saturday show either in Green Bay or Sturgeon Bay. We're going to take a break and do the Packer game on Sunday, and then back to Madison for the election coming up on Tuesday.
Wow. Well, safe travels. Is that the truck you're taking right there?
No, that's a whole another reason I was we're taking a bus. The union's paying for us for a bus, which is very nice of them.
Yeah.
And but there was a complication, as there always are. But the short version is it got fixed. And so, yeah, it's a full go.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And check out the Todd Alba Show every day here from noon to 2 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd does a great job. And he is here with us tonight graciously talking about politics, even though he does that every day. And we're not really talking about politics. We're just talking about current events, I guess, and your bus tour, which is so cool. So do you have guests, Todd? Like, when you're hosting a show, would you rather have someone on who kind of agrees with you or kind of doesn't agree with you? What do you think makes for better radio?
I'm a curious person, and so I'm always interested to learn something new. So I like some banter. I don't, you know, it's fine if people really agree with me, but I find it more fascinating for our listeners, our viewers, if someone brings something new to the table and something that I can learn. So yeah, I don't mind people that disagree with me at all.
I disagree.
See, you're exactly the kind of people we want, Pete.
Just trying to make good radio. Todd Alba's my guest. It's great to spend time with him here on Nightlight. Are you a Halloween fan, Todd? Do you get into the holiday at all?
You know, I heard this in your promo. I kind of sort of am. I mean, I was when I was younger. I was really into it. Like in middle school and high school, we had like haunted yards. It was the theater part of me. Like I was really into making theatrical lighting and music in our front yard. But now it's gotten so dark. I'm not into the big horror and all that crap. You know, that does. I'm more of like the fun kind of Halloween person. How about you?
The give me as much candy as you can type Halloween person. Yeah, I'm with you.
Exactly.
I don't like horror and anger. And like I was telling Conrad yesterday on the show, I was driving here. I drive here every day, about an hour commute. And there was someone who had a sign in the back of their truck with just the words F you, but the full word on the back of your truck. Like, you're putting that out there. And then a skull and a skeleton finger, given the finger. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
You just want to be chaos? Or what? Like, is this hell? You're trying to make Earth hell? I don't understand what your goal is here, you know? So I'm with you. I like kind of the fun scares, the family-friendly stuff, not necessarily the horror.
You'd think that J.D. Vance wouldn't drive all the way from Ohio just to drive his truck around Wisconsin.
Now that license plate makes sense. That vanity plate, that vanity plate, if you will. So what about, are you going to be home for trick-or-treat, Todd? What kind of, can you give out some good candy?
You know, I live in an apartment building, and so I don't think there's very many kids in the building, so I have not had, this is only the second year I've been in this building, so I've not had any trick-or-treat. Mom, back at Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin, who's a fan, by the way, hopefully she's listening, and on WRCE in Richland Center, and she has a big crowd of trick-or-treaters, and she gets like 100 trick-or-treaters every year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because you want to avoid those houses where you get like the butterscotch candy or there's always some nut that's given out like Toffee Fae or something you'd never want to touch, you know. but that's good. Hey, can we keep you for a couple more minutes, Todd?
I'm here for you, P. As long as the truck has gas, I'm here for you.
All right, fantastic. Todd Alba is a guest here on Nightlight. Not his first time, but it's been too long. We'll come right back and talk a little bit about scary movies with Todd and find out what he's watching, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. No surprise to me with another guy.
my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us. or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Text, or do we just talk about it? Todd's dancing. I love it. He's dancing in the street.
Well, a little Paul Simon. You got to dance when that comes on. That holy cow! Nice, nicely done, Conrad.
That's a fan favorite right there. You can't go wrong with late in the evening. All right, my guest is Todd Alba. Check out his show every weekday here at Civic Media from 12 noon to 2 p.m. He has great guests. He's a great interviewer, and it's just a great show to stay informed and be entertained at the same time. So, Todd, all right, we've talked about Halloween a little bit. Where do you stand on scary movies?
Not a fan. I'll be honest. I mean, that's the one genre of movie that I've never really gotten into that much. And the funny thing is, like, I was like a student athletic trainer in high school and college, and it's like, I can look at a compound fracture at a football player and I'm pretty much fine. Right. But I mean, you know, somebody gets their head chopped off in a movie, like, oh, geez, you know.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. You'll remember this movie years ago. Oh my God, it was the one with Tom Cruise in it, the Vietnam movie.
The one about Ron Independence
Day?
Anyway. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There was a scene in there, there was an injury or whatever, and I got like physically, like I got lightheaded, like I thought I was going to pass. Born on the 4th of July. That's
Born
what
on
it
the
was.
4th of July. There you go.
Yeah, I got like, I thought I was going to pass out in that movie. And it wasn't even, I mean, that wasn't a horror movie, but just like, I don't know why blood on screen just has that effect on me. I have a weak stomach. I don't know.
I'm kind of with you. I don't mind the scares. I don't like the blood. I just don't think that doesn't do it for me. I've tried to muscle my way through a few of them so I can talk about them on this show, because I know a lot of listeners probably do like them, especially this time of year. But The Shining for me is just one of the most horrible things.
I've never made it through.
I made it through probably twice because I was in a room full of guys and didn't want to run into the corner and suck my thumb. But yeah, not a fan. Like, I mean, it's a great film, but I just don't, I'm not into it. What kind of movies do you watch? Like, let's say you're done talking about politics all day, Todd.
Yeah.
You go home, you kick your feet up. What do you put on TV?
I was going to watch it last night, and I just was too tired. One of my favorite all-time movies is a political movie, and it's Primary Colors with John Travolta.
Oh, yeah, great movie.
It's just Billy Bob Thornton. Because there's so much truth in it. Yes, it's fiction, but there's just, like, a lot of truth in it. Probably my all-time favorite, like, movie about the business is Broadcast News with Holly Hunter. Just a great film based on the life of Susan Zielinski. She's still with CBS News, but was president for CBS News for a while. So I like films like that. I mean, you know, I haven't watched it in years. It's one of those films you just... I can't watch often, but I mean, I just think Schindler's List was a masterpiece.
Yeah,
You know, something like that. You know, I'm a big fan of the Indiana Jones movies, Adventure.
Oh, nice.
I'm a big Star Trek and Star Wars fan. I like both.
Wow, you know? Wow, that's pretty good spectrum.
I'm very eclectic in my music and movies and television.
No, I love it. And then, what about All the President's Men?
Great film. That's also a really great film. Yep, Robert Redford. Yeah,
that's one of those films I break that out like once every 3 or 4 years. Like the same within The Heat of the Night. Although I watch that probably once a year. But it's just I love those night scenes where they're about to break the case and they're working late and there's risk and you think they're being followed. I can't get enough of films like that. And All the President's Men has that in abundance. You know.
No, I like things that are well written. Like I don't care what it is. Anything that's well written, it grabs my attention.
What about, did you know this, Todd? I'm just going to leave you with this.
Give it to me.
Okay. Albert Einstein, Edgar Allan Poe, Jesse James, H.G. Wells, and Charles Darwin, all married. They're first cousins.
Well, God bless them.
You better have a great resume of what you've donated to humanity if you're going to make that leap.
Right? Holy cow. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that.
I've dated a few of my cousins, but I would never walk down the aisle. We have to draw the line somewhere.
You got to draw the line somewhere. By the way, I want to shout out to Conrad. I'm a big Neil Patrick Harris fan. I'm not sure. I mean, did he really make a comeback? I guess he kind of did after Doogie, but I mean, and he has a brand new off-Broadway show. I can't say it on the air. I'll just say the naughty word for crap.
Oh,
fan
yeah.
or hits fan crap hits fan.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be spectacular. So I'm a big NPH fan.
Yeah, he's great, and I would agree with you. Although Conrad, I mean, how much time was really between Doogie Howser and How I Met Your Mother? It wasn't that. It was a comeback for sure.
But he had some movies in there. He had a couple of Hallmark movies.
Right.
By the way, before Doogie or before How I Met Your Mother.
Before How I Met Your Mother. I'm in awe of people, though, that do it twice, that have one hit show and then they come back.
Yes.
Ted Danson, Bob Newhart, all these guys. Tip of the hat. But hey, buddy, you're doing great work. Keep it up. This is so fun.
You.
Let's try to do this often. Let's try to catch up after the election when you can take a breather. Or if you're in Green Bay, let us know. And we'd love to have you.
If the election doesn't go well, I'll be live from Belize instead of Sauk City.
I'll keep some.
And go see Just a Bit Outside the movie at theaters until through tomorrow. It's a great show.
Absolutely. And if you need to be bailed out, I'm looking for an excuse to go to Belize, whether you need bail or just need some company.
We should just do it.
The road trip.
I've got the satellite. You know, I don't have a car anymore, but I got the satellite.
Well, you're probably on fumes there, so we'll let you go.
I am. All right. You can tell. Thanks, Pete. Thanks,
Thank
Conrad.
Thank you so much, buddy. Have a great night and safe travels on your bus tour. All right. That's Todd Alba. Bye. Check him out every day here at Civic Media from 12 to 2. Such a fun show and a great host. Definitely check it out if you haven't already. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk some Halloween, as we've been doing quite a bit lately. Some Halloween hoopla from Waukesha County with the Rickoff brothers. They're the Twins of Terror, and they're coming up next. And then we've got DeAndre Murray performing live in studio at 7:20. You won't want to miss that either. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by me.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Thursday's show, TikToker Paul Vandenplas will be in to talk about Wonderfully Wisconsin.
And Terry Barr joins us with another slice of Wisconsin.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.